We zeggen, dit is Paragalef Mishnah Beis. Shammai Omer, Mikav Lechala. Shammai says, the amount of dough that you need to have in order to be chayav to take off challah and give it to the kohen is one kaf. As you need kidei nesina, you need to give a significant nesina to the kohen when you give him the challah. And kidei nesina is the size of one beitzim. And there are 24 beitzim in a kaf. And the amount of challah that you have to separate to give to the kohen is 1/24. So therefore, if you have a kaf worth of dough, the amount of challah that you will give to the kohen is one beitza, so only that amount would be mechayev you in challah. If you have less than that, you would not be chayev to separate challah at all. V'hilo oimer mikabayim. Hilo says you need to have at least two kav of dough in order to be chayev to take off challah and give it to the kohen. The reason being is that only a balabayis, an individual that has dough in his own house, would be chayev to give 1/24 to the kohen. But a nachtom, a baker that has large amounts of dough, is only chayev to give 1/48 to the kohen. So therefore, if you have two kav, which is 48 beitzim, the amount of challah that will be given to the kohen will be one beitzim. But if you have less than that, the amount of challah that will be given to the kohen is less than a beitzah, so therefore less than two kav is not chayev in challah according to Hillel. And even a bala bayis that takes off 1/24 would only be chayev if he has two kav worth of dough. The chachamim amrim lo kedivrei zeh, belo kedivrei zeh. The Chachamim say that Allah is not like Hillel or Shammai. Instead, a kav and a half would be chayev and chala. The reason for the Chachamim is that the pasuk says, "Reishis arisoseichem chala tarimu truma." The first of your dough, you should take off chala. And the arisoseichem, the dough that the pasuk here is referring to, according to the Chachamim, is referring to the amount that each person took home from the mon in the midbar, which is one omer, the pasuk says, which is the amount of a kav and a half. The pasuk is telling us, if you have the amount of an omer, that is what would be mechayev you in challah. So therefore, a kav and a half is mechayev you in challah, according to the Chachamim. Umi shehigdilu hamidos amru, chameses ruvain chayav. And when the measurements were enlarged in Sipori, they enlarged the measurements. At that point, five ruvain are chayav, that is a kav and a quarter, as now that the midos were enlarged, a kav and a quarter is the amount of the omer which each person took home from the mon in the midbar. Rabbi Yossi omer chamisha peturim, chamisha v'od chayavim. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have five ravam, a kav and a quarter, you're pater, but if you have a little more than chamesis ravam, you would be chayav. As Rabbi Yossi agrees with the chachamim that you need the amount that each person took home from the mon, the only difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi holds that after the challah has been taken off, you need to have that kav and a quarter still there from the dough. So therefore, you need a little more than a kav and a quarter in order to be chayav in challah. And that way, even after you take off the challah and give it to the kohen, you still have a kav and a quarter, the amount that each person took home from the month. Maseches Idiyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hilo Oimer, Melo Hin, Mayim Sheuvin, Paislin, Etzamik. Hillel says, the amount of a hin, which is 12 lugin, or 3 kaba, of drawn water, which is poured into the mikvah, would tassel the mikvah. As a mikvah needs 40 saw of rainwater, which is not drawn in a kli. And if a hin worth of mayim shuvim is poured into the mikvah before it has 40 saw of rainwater, that would tassel the mikvah. But if the mikvah already has 40 saw of rainwater, then you can pour into the mikvah as much mayim shuvim as you like. The reason why Hillel used the measurement of hin when he said this halacha, even though the measurement of hin, although it's used in the Torah, is not normally used in the Mishnah, as a Mishnah normally would use the measurement of kav or log, is because a person is chayav to speak in the same way that his Rebbe spoke, and when the Rebbe of Hillel said over this halacha, he said over the measurement of hin, so Hillel also used the measurement of hin when he said over the halacha. The Rabbim explained this a little bit differently, which is that the Rabbeim of Hillel were Shmaya and Avtayan, who were Geri Tzedek, and they were not able to enunciate the He, so instead when they said Hin, it sounded like In with an Aleph. And Hillel, even though he was able to enunciate the He, he also, when he said over the Halacha, he said Melo In, as if it had an Aleph. The Vilna Gaon explained this with a bit of a different twist, which is that the word Melo seems superfluous over here. The Mishnah could have just said, hin, mayim shuvim, posan et ha-mikvah, without using the word malo. The reason why the Mishnah uses the word malo is because since Shmaya and Aftayim were Gary said it, and were not able to enunciate the hey, and it sounded like in with an aleph, and they were afraid that the Talmidim listening might think that he was saying ein mayim shuvim posan es hamikvah. So therefore he said malohin mayim shuvim in order that nobody would make that mistake. And Hillel himself, even though he was able to enunciate the hey, he also used the word malo as a person has to use the same language that his Rebbe used. V'shamay oimer tisha kavin. Shammai says nine kavin of mayim shuvim if it's poured into the mikvah before it has 40 saw would pass the mikvah, as opposed to Hillel, who said a hin, which is three kavin of mayim shuvim, would pass the mikvah. V'chachamim oimerim lo k'divrei zeh, v'lo k'divrei zeh. The Chachamim said the halacha is neither like Shammai nor like Hillel. Instead, three lugin of mayim shuvim would pass a mikvah, which is a quarter the amount of a hin which Hillel mentioned. But Hillel and Shammai continued to argue with the Chachamim, Ela achabo shnei kardiyem mishara ashbo shebi Yerushalayim, until two weavers came from the gate of Ashbos in Yerushalayim. V'ha'idu mishum shmaya v'abtaya and shloses lugin mayim shuvim poslan es hamikvah. And they testified in the name of Shmaya and Abtaya that three lugin of mayim shuvim pasul a mikvah, just like the Chachamim said, v'kimu chachamim et debrem, and the Chachamim, Hillel and Shammai, validated their words. When they heard this edus, they agreed with the Chachamim that three lugin of mayim shuvim would pasul a mikvah. The reason why the Mishnah tells us that these people were weavers from the Shara Ashbos is to tell you that a person should never hold himself back from the Beis HaMedrash and to enter to learn, no matter what position the person is in. As these people were weavers, which is the least prestigious of trades, as a weaver cannot become a melech nor a kohen gadol, and they were from the Shara Ashbos, which is the least prestigious of the Sharos in Yerushalayim, even so, with their edus, they were able to decide a halacha. From there we learn that no matter what position a person is in, he should enter the Beis HaMedrash to learn.